What do I want? The previous story regarding the two brothers highlights something fundamental to effective conflict resolution. What do I really want? The possession of the car wasn't the root of the problem. Arriving at the desired destination was. Identifying what you personally want out of the conflict should be stated as objectively and as positively as possible. For example, it could be, I want a fair share of all new customers. I want a better working relationship with my manager. I want changes to the schedule. A good idea is to create two versions of your personal needs statement, your ideal resolution and your realistic resolution. Or you could frame your statement into several steps if the conflict is complicated. Another useful exercise is to break down your statement into wants and needs. This particularly is valuable if your statement is vague. Let's take the statement, Ben is unhappy with his or her manager over work assignments. We can break this down into wants and needs. So, I want more input into the scheduling process or want a more regular schedule. Need, I need to work less than 40 hours per week or need more notice of any overtime requirement. This will give you some bargaining room during the conflict resolution process and will help you ensure that you get what you need out of the solution. In the example, you may be willing to give up a more regular schedule if more notice for any overtime work was provided.